Jimmy has the worst marks in his class. Scars over half his body and an arm in a cast. Oh, that's just a rash, it'll pass, Jimmy would say with a laugh. But his smile wouldn't last, cause it was only a mask, hiding a past that was still present, and heaven knows what kind of future he must have. Next day, two of his fingers are smashed. He says, don't even ask. Now Jimmy was a smart kid, always worked the hardest, so willing to learn, but teacher was a little concerned, cause when it's his turn to come to the front and read, he'd plead for someone else to take the lead. The teacher eventually agreed. Jimmy just smiled, so relieved, cause earlier he had a nosebleed and still had a smudge of blood on his sleeve. But he needs not be concerned with that. They're too busy staring at the burns on the back of his neck. He had no answer for that one yet. Luckily, no one asked about it. Bell rings, Jimmy grabs his bags and takes off in a dash, going nowhere fast. But tomorrow he would limp back into class. He'd say, don't even ask. Jimmy wears long shirts to hide the hurt, and for a while it worked, but his lies got worse. His smile now a smirk as he tries to search to find the words to tell the nurse. Oh, I just fell in the dirt. But she didn't look amused, more like confused, cause this excuse he'd already used the last time his shoulder was bruised. And even then he refused medical attention, and so no one made mention of his pension for fractured tendons. They just sent him back to class with just a pat on the ass and a hall pass. He's fine now, but how long will it last? What will he say next? Car crash? Whiplash? Don't even ask. Monday started out fine, Mother Nature was kind, as her sun shined down on all the kids standing in line. And so the class makes the entrance, teacher takes attendance before handing out today's lesson. Lester, here, Michelle, here, Adrian, here, Troy, here, Jimmy. Jimmy? Guess he's not here. As they stare at his empty chair, no one's seen him anywhere. He wasn't downstairs, not in the playground. Jimmy just ain't around. Jimmy was later found in his bath with one of his wrists slashed. What could have led him down this path? Why would Jimmy do something so rash? Maybe if someone would have bothered to ask.